Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Lushy Lush live in the building, man, and we all the way turned up. Why should we turn down? It's my birthday weekend, your girl, Lushy Lush live in the building. We're going to have your girl, Lena Chase, live in the building. We're also going to have your man, Just Paul. He got that hot new song called Red Cup. We're going to be talking to him. We got Red Cups on deck. We got Ciroc on deck. We got that Mo Easy on deck. You heard? You see me? I got it. Big shout out to ME2K. ME2K Worldwide, the new brand, check it out. Also, big shout out to Nerd Nation, they'll be live in the building. Also, shout out to XI Fashion Magazine. XI Fashion Magazine has a hot event where they're giving away prom dresses and suits to ones that are less fortunate. So definitely, if you want to be a part of that, make sure you follow them on Instagram at XI Fashion Mag and definitely get with them on that information. Also, big shout out to everybody that sent me those birthday wishes on Instagram and everywhere else. Also, on top of that, we also got want to talk about some things that's been going on in the news. A young man actually killed his daughter, 2-year-old, actually strapped her to the seat of the car and sent her into the river. And it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Some people shouldn't just have, you know, children for some apparent reason. It's crazy. Then also, we got a plane that's basically, like, lost. No one has found this plane yet. What's going on with that? Or was there really a plane? Or is this a smokescreen for us to not know what the government is really doing with us? Also, on top of that, man, what's going on with the government in the snow, man? Stop playing around with the snow. Have you noticed that we done had snow for, like, 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, and it always happens close to a Friday? I don't understand what's going on. Maybe I just ain't trying to pay nobody to go to work. I don't understand. But big shout-out to the government with this fake snow. Stop playing games. And I heard there's going to be some more snow next week. Stop playing. Also, check out the article that was written up on me at www.webstermagazine.com and check them out. They did an article on me on the spread. And also, I just got news that I got nominated for Women of Honors, Hip Hop Women of Honors Award for Radio Personality. And that event goes down in September in Los Angeles, California. And yay me. And we're going to have, like I said, Lena Chase live in the building, Just Paul, and it's going down. We got Ciroc on deck. We got food on deck. Big shout-out to Deja Vu Records Entertainment for the hot cake they definitely gave to me, sponsored that. And that was made by City Girl Custom Cakes. So check them out on Facebook, Instagram, City Girl Custom Cakes. Also, my girl, Lena Chase, just got featured and Dawn Diva magazine. You better get your copy, man. She's looking sexy. She's doing her thing. She is America's most wanted model out here, and she's doing it up. And you know what I mean? We're going to go to some music. We're going to go ahead and play that Red Cup from your man, Just Paul. We're going to come right back. And I'll be walking around a little bit. Big shout-out to my interns. Big shout-out to Diamond doing a thing on that TriCaster. And big shout-out to my man, Andrew. And big shout-out to my man in the back. Shout out to McCootie Lee. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online, man. We turned up. Red Cup.
We be chief and we're steaming out. And we get twisted, fuck ballin' out. Now I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out. Open my Chevy doors, red cups falling out. Red cups, fire that shit up. Roll it back, wood, let the loud get lit up. Smoking on Wanda. Red cups next to the condom. Hey, turn up. Quit the babysitting, you're sipping the red cups. Bitches in the kitchen, they twisting the dress up. Neighbors keep complaining, they saying they fed up. But we don't give a fuck.
Girl, I see lots back in the building. Turn up. You already know what it is. That mo already got in my system a little bit. But you already know what it is. Red Cups. Your man Just Paul will be live in the building talking to us. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone line. Shout out to everybody that's calling and showing that birthday love. You already know what it is. Shout out to McCootie Lee over there. You already know what it is. The hottest manager in the DMV. 954, sounds like it's Florida. What's poppin'?
What's good with you, Lush? Happy birthday. This is Professor X. I know I ain't called in a long time, so I say let me call in to the show, see how everything's going with you. And I'm glad that everything's going well, and you have a wonderful birthday weekend.
That's what it is. I appreciate you, Professor X, man. And definitely we're going to have the Sexy Lena Chase live in the building and Just Paul. So if you want to ask some questions and stuff and hang out with us, it's all cool. Love you, man.
Love you, too, sis. You know I'm on deck with you. I got you.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. It's Friday, and we turned up, man. And also, big shout-out to everybody that's definitely, you know, in the struggle doing their thing. And, you know, my lesson learning being in the business in general, and I thank God for the 33 years that he gave me and I was able to see another day. You never know anybody's story until you actually know the whole situation with them. So don't judge a book by its cover. And in this industry, you can't really rely on everybody out here. You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody has their own agenda. Like the 48 laws of power, you have to find what someone's use is. at the end of the day. Why are you useful? How can we work together to make something happen? How can I benefit from it in order for me to progress in life? The thing about it is that, you know, you have to be self-sufficient in this business. I mean, not to say that you have to be a jack of all trades, but at least understand it. Understand the business behind it, whether you're doing photography, whether you're doing video work, whether you're doing consulting work. Know the ins and outs of anything so no one can pull a wool over your, you know, your eyes. So that is my keynote for today. And we're going to check out some stuff on Instagram and shout out some people on Instagram. It actually looks like Kim Kardashian and our man Kanye West are looking more and more like the wedding bells are chiming. Definitely look. And I heard apparently there was like some issue in regards to like Jay-Z saying he's not going to be the best man for the wedding. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I mean, if Jay isn't, you know, the best man, it ain't like his life is going to be over if he doesn't show up. I mean, he can ask anybody else. I mean, but shout out to Kanye. It seems like they're in love. I don't know. You know, we'll see. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Baby North. Shout out to your favorite Latina, Lala. Shout out to John, the comedian. And also shout out to Nerd Nation. Big shout out to them. Definitely showing that love. And Asian with Swag on Instagram. And so big shout out to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. And another thing, like I said, we're talking in regards to giving back. So I actually have a dress to give back to the people that are actually going through their different situations on prom. Because sometimes, you know, there's some people that are less fortunate and can't afford a prom dress or corsage and stuff like that. So we're trying to give back. So it's called Dress Smart Campaign. This charity event is being held provided under the privileges of seniors, underprivileged seniors, high school students. To give them a chance to receive free dresses or tuxedos granted through donations of our Dress Smart campaign. The event starts Saturday, April 19, 2014, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Women for Men Aiming Higher Community Center. It's 10201 Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, Bowie, Maryland, 20720, second floor community room. If you would like more information about this, you can email them at dresssmartcampaign@gmail.com. We definitely need everybody's help, or you can call Batia of XI Fashion Magazine at 301-256-2177 and definitely hit them up and support them. Also, on top of that, save the date. This is going down. It is the 2014 Female Hip Hop Honors, and it goes down, and this is sponsored by Underground Girls of Hip Hop, and it's also brought to you by Strictly From the Promo, a prestigious PR firm. So September the 13th, 2014, in Las Vegas, the Female Hip Hop Honors is showing the world that females are very talented and deserve to be awarded for their hard work. And they have recaps on YouTube about the first and second, so this is the third one. I actually got nominated as a radio personality, and that's going down in September, so I'll be out there. And definitely checking that out. And also they have a mixtape also that if you're interested in as an artist and you would like to be on the mixtape, you can definitely check out that information. I'm about to give it to you. You guys can email DJ Pinky, DJPINKIE, at undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com and submit two of your tracks, and you can actually be featured on their mixtape. So that's the information for that. So if you're interested, definitely check them out and stuff like that. And because it's Friday and because we're getting drinks, also it was a big shout-out to Queen Latifah. This week was her birthday. She actually shared my birthday also on the 19th, Wednesday. So shout-out to her. Also, our favorite action hero, Bruce Willis, also shared that birthday with us also. And also Hop the Great, Hop Cachet, and Izzy Music, and she had a new project that came out. We got a caller calling in from the 240-432. You're live in the building with your girl, Leshy Lush. What it do, baby?
Leshy Lush.
240-432. What it do, baby?
What's up, Leshy?
Hey, baby, where you calling from?
Anthony, calling from D.C.
All right. You can just stay on the line. That's what it is. Your girl, Leshy Lush. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play some music, and, you know, I'm happy, so I'm going ahead and play that joint for my man Pharrell, and we're going to play that real quick, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online. Big shout out to my man Jeremy. He's live in the building doing the behind-the-scenes footage. Shout out to him. He's definitely a hard worker. If you're looking for somebody to do some videography, some photos, definitely holler at my man. He's doing his thing. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online, man. We in the building. I guess we got to play something else. Oh, also, I feel sorry for my man Chris Brown, man. Chris Brown just can't get right. What's wrong with my man Chris Breezy, man? I mean, he's touching girls inside the rehab.
What?
I don't know, man. I mean, you got to put a hold on your penis, man. You got to put a hold on your penis. I know you're on lockdown. I know you're a freak, and sometimes you just got to get it in. But calm down, Chris Breezy. You know what I'm saying? But I still love you, though, because your song still make me dance, homie.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it? Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
You say all you need is consistent love.
Well, I don't play around or lay around. You got something to say, then say it now. You're brought with me cause I lay it down. She called me Nucci, she said loud. From the home of the bullets, home of the skins. Got a couple partners whose home is a pen. Let me say it again, cause a J of a pen. My life a movie, I be gone with the wind. My flight just left, and I ain't slept for like 3 days. I had a three-way with a refree and a Kim K. Had it bound to me, I'm a sensei. Gave me straight top, that's a toothpaste. That's 2 weeks, this toothpaste. That pussy wet like water, boy, I know all about it, Bobby Boucher. Got a couple my niggas out Cali too. I'm the most wanted even out Malibu. My life a movie, it's a true story. Should be breaking news on Channel 2. I am telling you, I am terrible. Like a bad bitch with an attitude. I like a bad bitch with an acid move and some massive boobs with a camera crew. Oi, oi.
I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be just calling. Keep the camera rolling cause my life a movie.
But
we chief and we're steaming out, and we get twisted, fuck ballin' out. Now I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out. Open my Chevy doors, red cups falling out, red cups. Fire that shit up, roll it back, wood, let the loud get lit up, smoking on Wanda. Red cups next to the condom. And you're sipping the red cups. Bitches in the kitchen, they twisting the dress up. Neighbors keep complaining, they saying they fed up. But we don't give a fuck. It's Friday.
Hey, hey.
Everybody came around the way. It's Friday. Hey, Friday is a holiday. BBG fan whip steaming out. We get twisted, fuck balling out.
I'm calling out.
Open my Chevy doors, red cups falling out, red cups.
Okay, we got a caller live in the building from the 202. Yeah, so we're definitely live here. We can't, for some reason, I can't get any music to sit here and play for some apparent reason. But like I said, we're going to have Lena live in the building. And don't forget to check out Exile Master Fashion Magazine's actual magazine, the new one they got out. It's also Dope Love. Check that out. And for some reason, we have technical difficulties today. The devil's a liar, and it's fine as hand right now. And it's blowing me. It's blowing me today. But this is what happens when you do live radio. You know, when you do pre-recorded radio, you know, you can work out all of these situations. But when you're doing live radio, you got issues and stuff. Hello, we got a caller live on the line, 240. You there?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Hey.
So we got apparently some issues in regards to stuff playing, apparently. But I guess we're going to talk until I get my interviewees live in the building to talk with them. So, like I said, we're live on the show, and we're going to talk more in regards to, we're going to try to get the replay to go on, and we're going to play the replay to get the music on and stuff right now at the moment. So give us a few minutes. I guess we're having some technical issues. Call us on the 240. You're live in the building. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Call us on the 240. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello? I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me? You can hear me now?
Talking?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
240?
Yeah, happy birthday, Les.
It sounds like I can hear you, but it sounds like you're turned down, apparently. Hello? 240, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Apparently, that was what was going on. Okay. How are you doing? 240.
Yeah.
Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Aunt from Nerd Nation calling from D.C. Happy birthday, Lushy Lush.
Thank you, Aunt. Appreciate you. You're supposed to be over here eating all this food up, boy.
Yeah, I know. I crush all that food.
Definitely. And big
but,
big,
you know, I had to work, but, you know, I'm still going to call in. Shout out, you know, Lushy Left, my fellow Otaku buddy. For those who don't know, that's Anime Freak. If you ain't seen that Kill the Kill episode 23, you need to go stop what you're doing and watch it right now.
Definitely. For all y'all anime people that's definitely in anime like us, check out Kill la Kill. You're going to get addicted. And check out Hunter X. That's my ish. You already know what it is, man. Definitely.
Yeah.
I told you was going to get addicted to that, eh?
Huh?
I told you was going to get addicted to it.
Oh, no.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate you, and I love you, man. Nerd Nation, you already know what it is. We love you, man.
Love you too, man.
Don't forget to check out Nerd Nation, www.nerdnation.com, and hit them up, our sponsors. They definitely doing their thing. And anything that you need to get done, holler at them. They do it, and they're very professional about it. So shout out to them. Love you, man. Appreciate you. We got a caller from the 202 live in the building. What it do, baby?
Yeah. Hello?
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 Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up, Les? This is Jay from Nerd Nation. That's funny.
Hey, JJ, how
am
I JJ doing?
Huh?
How am I JJ doing? I appreciate you, boo. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm at work, unfortunately, but I just called in and let you know. You know, it's all love, and hopefully Lucy there to show us our support or whatever. And happy birthday, right?
definitely. I appreciate y'all, and I love y'all, man, and y'all definitely got some wonderful work going on. And y'all did a great layout on the XI Fashion Magazine. I definitely like that joint, man.
Thank you. We got more to come. I need to speak with you about the kids, though, man. I'm going to have to, unless your day right now, but sooner or later I'm going to have to give you a call and speak to you about the kids so we can go out and reach out and do the movement of Nerd Nation. So
definitely,
that's important.
Definitely. I appreciate you, and I love you so much. And we definitely
love you too, man.
And I definitely, man, gotta get y'all to come back in here. We need to talk some more, all right?
Yeah, man. Have a blessed night, man, and be safe, all right?
Definitely. All right. Well, we fixed the technical difficulty. I don't know what was going on in the back. Well, we got the sexy Lena Chase in the building, and I don't know what to do with myself. Ow! Ow! She's in the building. This is about to be on now. I don't know if I should give her a drink now or later. Well, Cootie going to beat me. I don't want to get beaten. But we live in the building. She just got graced that Dawn Diva magazine, and she's going to be live with us in a few minutes and stuff like that. And I think now you can hear some music. Sorry, listeners. Don't kill me, okay? So we're going to have some more people calling in. Ask any question that you would like to ask Lena. Just make sure that you keep politically correct, you know, when you call in. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's your girl, Leslie Lesh, and we live in the building, man, and we turned up. And definitely shout out to Diamond that definitely works great under pressure. back there. So we're going to go ahead and play some Nooch real quick. He's also part of the Oi Boys. So we're going to play a song.
The directors. Just do it.
Well, I don't play around or lay around. You got some to say, then say it now. You're proud with me cause I lay it down. She called me new, she said loud. From the home of the bullets, home of the skins. Got a couple partners whose home is a pen. Let me say it again, cause a J of a pen. My life a movie, I be gone with the wind. My flight just left, and I ain't slept for like 3 days. I had a three-way with a reef and a Kim K. Had a bound to me, I'm a sensei. Gave me straight top, that's a toothpaste. That's 2 weeks, this Tuesday. That pussy wet like water, boy, I know all about it. Bobby Boucher, got a couple my niggas out Cali too. I'm the most wanted even out Malibu. My life a movie, it's a true story. Should be breaking news on Channel 2. I am telling you, I am terrible. Like a bad bitch with an attitude. I like a bad bitch with an acid move and some massive boobs with a camera crew. Oi.
I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be just calling. Keep the camera rolling, cause my life a movie. I'm all about a check, Nike, just do it. I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be just calling. Keep the camera rolling, cause my life a movie. I'm all about a check, Nike, just do it.
Just do it, just do it. My wrist and my neck, blew it. My hoes in the goat, and I don't think none of them went to cool. It's me and Booby and the ghost. South Tower, that's hitting four. Oh, you with that shit, he talking to Biggie, put you on a scope. Rah, nigga reload. Tell Noose come from the whole streets out. Catch that dumb, that matte black dumb. In the top off, looking like a fucking peep show.
Like a fucking peep show.
And I speak good, no problem, baby, no stress, nah. Not a street nigga, but I knock you off for one text, like yeah. Going hard, put them on my shoulder, dog. Ain't no old McDonald's, but I know animals from the farm.
I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be just calling. Keep the camera rolling, cause my life a movie. I'm all about a check, Nike, just do it.
Fuck her, I'm tryna fuck her. Goddamn, man, I just need them all. I get them fucked up, drugged up, weed and all. And I don't need smoke, but shit, take a toe. Make a nigga one cool, they should rock the boat. Got a nigga feeling harder than the bar soap. Should've fell in love just from the stroke. But she don't need know it. I hope she don't blow it, but I hope she blow it. This is trick to bow it. She ain't playing too hard like her season over. She just took a few sips, now she leaning over. I was looking for a bitch who was not sober. I've been all around the world, I'm a track global. Global try to name a nigga hider. Time's up, you don't know nada, One time for the niggas supplying the bottles. Two times for the bitches that came with the models. 12 times for the niggas from Colorado. No time for the niggas who follow the motto. While you was on Rhyme Zone, I was in another motherfucking time zone. Probably spitting some shit that was mind-blown. Need a Red Bull for the level I'm on.
I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be
we be chief and we're steaming out. And we get twisted, fuck ballin' out. Now I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out. Open my Chevy doors, red cups falling out, red cups. Tie that shit up, roll it back, wood, let the loud get lit up. Smoking on Wanda, red cups next to the condom. Hey, turn up, quit the babysitting, you're sipping the red cups. Bitches in the kitchen, they twisting the dress up. Neighbors keep complaining, they saying they fed up. But we don't give a fuck.
Live in the building, and we're live with your girl Lena Chase, and it's on and popping, man. We had some technical difficulties, but the devil's a liar, and I got a drink in my cup, and I don't really care right now. Can you hear? Hello? We're live in the building. We got the mic on. Mic is one, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello? Yeah. All right, so we got Lena Chase live in the building. We're going to be talking to her. She just graced Don Diva, and I got an autographed copy. And we got Wayne Perry. You know that Wayne Perry flow that Jay-Z mentioned, right? It's that dude right here, DC's own Wayne Perry, on the front cover, and we got Lena Chase in the building. I want to show this sexiness off. I don't know if you don't know who Lena Chase is, but you're going to know today. You're going to learn today. Woo! Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. tell baby Jesus to take the wheel with the diaper on. If you see this right here, this is Lena Chase right here, working it out. Woo! Sexy and curvy doing the thing. Lena Chase. Lena Chase. Miss Lena Chase on Instagram. And also, she's live in the building from the DMV, and she's mixed. We got all kinds of island flavor in it. She's so, you know. And I love my sister. It's been a minute. She been, you know, she's a superstar now. So I can't even talk to her no more. I can't get a text. I get a once in a while, hey sis. I'm like, girl, if I gotta slap somebody to see you, girl.
I'm just working really, really hard to make a name for myself.
Definitely.
You know how it is. It's always love when we see each other.
Definitely.
Lex been rocking with me since day one, so.
Ooh, I just dropped some. I ain't break nothing. I ain't paying for it. Teddy up and buy.
Break you by. Break you by.
For real. But yeah, I've definitely been rocking with Lena, and I've seen you grown as a young woman, grown as a model, and definitely in this business aspect. And so many people get the whole misconception that a lot of models are just they just models. They don't have aspirations to in business or anything like that, and that's all they're focused on, you know. And that's different when it comes to a Miss Lena Chase.
Yeah, that's so far from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to me, I'm a creative person. I'm a creative, period. So anything that I can do to create, I'm also a makeup artist. I'm a celebrity makeup artist. I work really, really hard at my craft. I'm self-taught. But not only that, I work really hard at modeling. Modeling is a form of acting. I know that I sell sex. But, you know, I turn into these different characters for these different photo shoots. And it's not easy at all. It's not easy at all. People need to understand that it's not just a matter of taking your clothes off. There really is way more to it than that.
Definitely. Did you see how articulate she is? Oh, my God. Why wouldn't you fall in love with her?
I'll cut you out real quick.
She will. She's going to call you a cut in a second. She ain't playing no game.
Real quick. I got it tatted in my house.
I didn't even get to see that. Let me see that.
Taking a picture of that.
Cunt.
I love that word. Rolls off the tongue oh so well.
Definitely. And we got callers live on the line and stuff. We're gonna bring them in.
Okay.
And everything. I know some of them are saying happy birthday, but I also want them to make sure they shout out Lena Chase. If you didn't, I want you to go follow her right now and look at what I'm looking at. It is delicioso. You already know what it is.
That is so good.
201, you're live in the building. I have a feeling I know who this is, though, for some apparent reason. This 201 number. It looks, I don't know, is this Teddy Ted?
Hey, what's happening with it?
Could be.
What
could
up,
be. Special came through. How about that? All right.
Who this?
Awesome, too. Special came Teddy Ted.
Oh,
okay. Happy birthday.
That's what's up. If you don't know, we got two of the hottest hip-hop legends live in the building. They are the ones that inspire me when it comes to radio. They did it back in the day when we had cassettes, and they still doing their thing. And we got Teddy Ted, and we got Special K, the Awesome 2, live in the building, my big brothers and mentors, man. What up, y'all?
Yeah, that one, love, one love.
All good. What's happening with Lena, Texas? What's going
yeah.
on?
Hey, it's Lena Texas, man.
Yeah.
I want y'all to ask her, have y'all seen her yet?
No.
Yo, go
ahead
and your Instagram right now.
My Instagram is Miss_LenaChase. So MISS_LenaChase.
And if you go on my Instagram, I tagged her on it. Go look at her, man. Just Google
I'm
me.
I'm going to go look at her.
Look at her
you
right
know,
now. Look at her right now. Ask her a question. Ask her a question.
Where the heck is my phone? Oh.
Ask her a question.
Well, you know I don't type that fast, so y'all gonna have to bear with me.
Yo, when you see her, you're gonna be like, yo, son. Yo, she's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Sound like it. I mean, huh? Sound like it, huh? Get it with
yo,
your
oh, make you shiver a little bit. Oh,
he's so shy. Oh, my God.
Killing me. This is awesome, man. I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, check it out, man. But, bro, I'm definitely, you know, happy to have you guys call in, man, because you guys inspire me all the time to do what I
no
do.
Doubt. No doubt.
It's always love. Always love from this side. You know what I mean?
You already know what it is, man. These are the hottest ones that ever did it and still doing it, man. I love y'all, man.
No doubt. What you doing for the birthday? What you doing for the birthday?
Man, I've been, you know, turning up a little bit all through this week, you know what I'm saying? We turning up
a little
right
bit.
Here.
Come on, man, a little bit. You got to turn all the way up. Come on, man.
We got to smoke this empty bottle of Mosin in front of us. We've been turning up.
See, there you go. Okay, I see what it is. Okay. All right. Yeah, tell it all. Tell us more.
And she got on a skirt. Let me tell you what she has on a skirt. Some pumps. The titties are pushed up, nice and perfect.
Okay.
Her hair is flawless. Lush is giving me real sexy.
She is terrible. I ain't on Lena's level though. I want to get on.
Don't ever say that. Now you look
I want her level.
Y'all both shining. It's all good.
But I love you guys, man. Definitely going to hit you guys up on the flip side.
No doubt. I just saw Lena Chase Instagram. Whoa. That's all I'm going to say.
Lena to the side with that.
Don't follow her, brother.
Definitely.
I'll follow you back to say something so that I know
okay.
They're hip-hop legends of the game.
Okay.
Definitely. Appreciate y'all. So we back with Lena Chase, man. I just, you know, sometimes she just, I be caught up all in my stomach when I see her because she just like, ow, you know what I mean? But Lena, besides, you know, being a celebrity anyway, I mean, she's undead all kinds of celebrities that you wish you could be in the presence of. I mean, she's graced every magazine that you say stunting. Shout out to my big brother K Slade. She's graced all of the magazines. She's hot right now. Shout out to Photo J. She just did something right now with Bangladesh super producer.
Yeah.
Yo, how did that happen?
He reached out to me.
Wow.
He reached out to me and asked me would I dance to his track. And I was like, hell yeah, I'll dance to his track.
I can't wait to see that video.
Yeah, he came to D.C. and we shot it overnight, and it turned out amazing.
Yo, I'm going to have popcorn.
I'll tell you the video.
I'm going to have popcorn when I watch it. Wow.
I'm telling you. I was like, are you sure you want me? Like, because I can get you a stripper if you want a stripper. And he was like, nah, I want you. Like, ooh. I've seen the shit you post on Instagram. Like, I want you. And I was like, all
right. Chase on
and that's what I'm saying. I went in, I put my acting cap on, and I was a stripper for the night.
Wow. You know, she's like my little sister, so I can't be telling her advances and certain things. You know what I'm saying? I got to control myself.
Bye, <Spicy. laughs>
I'm gonna drink to that. So, Lena, what's new right now? You know, tell us what's going on. I know we did the video. What's the other things that's going on? Also?
Well, like you said, the Non Diva just dropped last week, which I'm really, really excited about because DC really showed up for this issue. Wayne Perry on the cover. And, of course, me from DC inside as well featured. The Bangladesh video. Exit 21 magazine is out right now with Miss Drama on the cover.
Definitely. Shout out for Mazio for that one.
Yeah.
My dude Mazio, he shoots Mad People videos. Shout out to him for that.
Angela Yee is also featured in the magazine as well. So definitely pick that up. It's a really good read. But just really grinding. Like, I took a little bit of a break, but not really. But just really grinding it out. My manager just reminded me that I'm actually going up to New York April 14th to shoot with German TV. They reached out to me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I definitely want to tap into my international fans as well, my supporters. So German TV is going to do a report on me as well, and we're going to just, you know, see what we can see.
Wow, guten Tag.
You know German.
Come on, man. I don't play no
game. Oh, my God.
Shout out to all my army cats out there. You already know what it is worldwide.
That's what's up.
Girl, you know they love some thick women now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose their mind over there in Germany.
They love thick women.
Because they eat all them potatoes.
They do. They eat potatoes and everything.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Germany and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Lena Chase now versus the Lena Chase from back then?
Oh, man. I'm just so much more focused. And I think it's about knowing exactly what you want. Because once you know exactly what you want, you know exactly what you're not willing to put up with and what you're not going to do. And that kind of X's out a lot of the bullshit. This industry is pretty difficult.
Definitely, and it's definitely hard for women in general, regardless whatever aspect of business you're doing.
No matter how intelligent you are, they kind of want to teach you like your secret.
Definitely. And let me tell you something. This woman, I don't care if you are butt ugly, she can create miracles, okay, when it comes to the makeup, okay. My birthday, my celebrity birthday party, she beat my face to the point I was like, yo, I didn't even know that was me. I was like, yo, Lena Chase is the truth.
You did, you
look
beautiful.
Definitely. I truly, truly appreciate, and you had
that
red
party
dress
was off crazy.
The hook. They still talking about it.
I believe you. I believe you. That party was crazy. You had
Lisa
Lips
perform.
Yeah, I had
Lisa
Lips. We were just all like.
She swallowed an 18-inch thing with the slob and all that.
My gag reflexes just won't allow it.
Yeah.
I'm pushing my chin, I'm like, ugh.
Definitely. We got callers on the line. We're going to bring y'all guys live in a few minutes so you can ask Lena Chase. And we're also going to have your boy Jess Paul live in the building with us. Now, a lot of people, you know, want to ask the question now. At this moment in time, is it hard for you balancing out the whole relationship situation? You travel so much and men dealing with insecurities and things like that?
Number one, you deal with men with insecurities. But not only that, it's like, it's hard to be taken seriously, you know? It's like, I want to date somebody that doesn't want to date Lena Chase. I want you to want to date me, like, who I am on an everyday basis. Even though I do embody Lena Chase on a regular basis because this is my life, I also have other sides of me that I need to be, you know, nurtured and embraced in a relationship. But a lot of times I find that men want to date Lena Chase. And then I have to give them the boot.
Ooh.
And I'm good at that.
And if you get to know Lena, she's a very humble young lady, beautiful all the way around, inside and out. If she really cares about you, she would do, you know, the world for you. And, I mean, she's really goofy. She likes to be silly
really
sometimes.
Really goofy.
Silly.
Really goofy.
And she has a warm heart. So, you know, Lena Chase, you know, you have to put on different, just as Lushy Lush, you got to put on.
Yeah.
And sometimes she just wants to be cuddled and just be treated like a queen.
You know, you want to walk around the house scratching and farting with your bonnet on.
You know?
Just want to be real. You
want
to be real. You can't be this, you know, glamorous person 24/7. That's not real.
Definitely.
It's beautiful, but it's not real.
Definitely. And also, big shout-out to XI Fashion Magazine that are donating prom dresses and tuxedos to underprivileged kids and stuff and everything. So, you know, big shout-out to them, and we're going to get more information about that. You can follow them at XI Fashion Mag on Instagram to get that information. I have a dress I'm donating today to give them also and stuff.
I wish I would have known about it.
But you can always
some stuff.
You can always come, because you know you got a whole. I'll go shopping in your closet.
Work.
So Lena, if you could work, like if you could do like a whole, like shoot somewhere, like your own, an extraordinary shoot. Where would it be?
Fiji.
Yeah.
I want to shoot on black sand.
Wow.
Really bad. I just think it would look really good aesthetically, like in a photograph.
What would you have on? Would you be butt naked?
I would be butt ass naked.
Naked, rolling in sand.
Just rolling in black sand.
Ooh.
Sand in my crotch. You know, who cares?
Ooh.
In Fiji.
Ow.
Definitely be Fiji.
Cold blooded. Did you just have a dream, guys? Did you just have a dream? Because I did. I was with you.
So nasty. I love
it. I'm no worse. I get it from Makuti. Shout out to Makuti.
Yeah, Makuti's pretty nasty.
Yeah. He's my favorite creep in the world.
He's really a big creep.
He's one of the greatest managers. He definitely keeps her on point and
yeah.
Definitely looks out for her and stuff. And we got callers live on the line. We're going to bring you guys in a few minutes. So, Lena, if you had advice to give women out there or youth out there that would like to aspire to be a model or get into the industry, what type of advice would you give them?
The thing I would tell young ladies is don't ever take no for a final answer. You know, I was brought up in this game kind of thicker than the other girls, so... You know, some people like it, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's not for everybody. But I heard a lot of no's, and if I would have let that get me down and let that, you know, prevent me from my goal, I would have given up. But I believe in myself, and my team believes in me. You need a strong team behind you. If you want to be successful, we can't do it alone. So I would just say don't take no for an answer. Know exactly what you want coming into this industry, because there's a lot of snakes, a lot of, you know, connivers. So you got to definitely be on your A game. And just be confident, you know. When I see a lot of the girls coming up, and I look at their photographs, and I can tell who's confident and who's not just by looking in their eyes in a picture, even the slightest little thing. So definitely be confident. Believe in yourself. Don't take no as a final answer. Just keep pushing.
And being, being a very curvy woman, sometimes, sometimes you get put in a box as an urban model, but I've seen you do a transition, and I'm so proud of you, as a print model and artistic couture stuff and taking it to a whole nother level. You have pushed the envelope for curvy women.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Definitely, because a lot of women get stuck in that, this is all I can do. But you have proved single-handedly that you can break the ice and you can move past just being in a box of being an urban model.
I sat down with my manager earlier this year, late last year as well, and I told him, I said, I really want to push the envelope. I really want to show women that they can do this. I don't have to just be an ass, I want to mix high fashion into eye candy. I want to show, I really, really, really want to push it to the edge as much as I can, and show that, there's so many other things to do. I turn into all these different characters. It's amazing. I love to role play when we're doing these photo shoots. I mean, it's phenomenal. So I really just want to show people, that you can do anything with this shit that you want to do.
As long as you put your mind to it, you can, and it all starts with an idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you think that it was going to get to this level right now?
I didn't. I mean, I imagined that it could, but I didn't think that this fast that I would be here.
I knew it, though.
I know you did.
I knew it when I first
saw
it.
You always told me.
I said, you're going to do it. I mean, who can't help but love you?
You always told me that.
You know, because, I mean, you're a good person. And your drive is crazy. You're always working. And plus, you got a good team. McQueen is on you. He don't play. He don't let you breathe. You got to work.
Yeah. And we both love this shit. Like, we sleep, breathe, eat this, And so together, we're unstoppable.
Definitely. Hey, don't mess with their team, yo. It's on. It's on and popping. Yeah. They got a mob. Okay, it's a mob. So a lot of people, they want to know, your background, because you're mixed. A lot of people ask your background and stuff. I mean, I know your background, but, for the listeners.
I was born in Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican, Trinidadian, Creole.
You see all that flavor in there?
Yeah, I am.
Definitely.
People always be like, you're Puerto Rican, you're crazy. And I'm like,
yeah.
The only thing I don't do is, keep a razor under my tongue.
She doesn't do that. She just keeps the cut.
I wish somebody could teach me how.
No, don't be cutting nobody, Lena.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. I could never.
Definitely. But, she don't let that innocent face fool you. That face looks so innocent, though. But I tell you, though, and big shout-out to her being featured on Pat Is Dope. That's coming out also.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. That's actually out now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely, shout out. She got featured. She was looking beautiful in that dress.
And I was honored to be the first model that he ever interviewed or even wanted to interview. Because a lot of times we don't get respect. But I guess he saw my grind. He saw my work ethic, and you gotta respect it. You got to.
And I've come across so many models in the DMV area, and I'm gonna tell you this. Lena, to me personally, surpasses a lot of models. Not to be biased because she's like my little sister, but I'm gonna tell you, her grind is stupid. On top of that, she lives limitless, which is something I emphasize all the time. You never know the limits of your potential, your ability or what you're doing unless you push forward on it. On top of that, she utilizes her resources, She utilizes her resources, and right now she has progressed to a level where it's uncanny. It's crazy right now. And she's on high demand. Everybody and their mother is calling to have Lena Chase in a magazine or in a show or something.
Yeah. But it didn't start out that way. We came into the game and I was hearing a lot of no's, right? So I said to myself, and I talked to my manager about it, and we just was like, we're going to do our thing and we're going to make them come to you.
And you did it.
Had to.
You did it.
Had to. Had to create my own lane. Because I'm not the typical size. I'm not the typical,
You love to read, right?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite book right now?
I just finished reading The Alchemist for the eighth time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Definitely in How You Believe It?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to give away something in order to gain it?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You have to. That's just kind of the law of the land, unfortunately.
Definitely.
Unfortunately.
Definitely.
Depending on how you look at it.
So is there any other assets that you'd like to venture into?
I mean, I'm still working on releasing my own makeup line. But other than that, just continuing to be creative. I think once we stop creating, we kind of die a little bit. Mm-hmm. So just always wanting to learn, always wanting to create, always wanting to push the boundaries, and definitely, you know, show everybody that, you know, there's no ceilings to this.
Definitely, and on top of that, I definitely also see you actually being with I can also see you actually being in a motion picture. I see you acting in an actual. And I'm telling you, when it happens, all I'm saying is when you get to award, just say, "Yo, Lux told me so."
He got Lux. Nah, yeah, definitely. I would love to. Like I said, anything creative, anything. So yeah, I could see acting.
Definitely. Yeah. But definitely, you're definitely killing the game. And you guys, if they want to pick up the magazine for Don Diva, how do they go about doing that?
Well, it's been sold out a couple of times in D.C. Can they find it? They can find it actually at 7-Eleven. You can find it at Kemp Mill Records over by Iverson Mall. You can order it online. If you see me out on the street, maybe I'll have a copy for you. So say what's up. But, yeah. So I guess the easy place would be 7-Eleven.
Definitely. And if they would like to get in contact with you, social media, how would they do that?
You can follow me on Twitter at Lena_Chase. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss_Lena_Chase. That's MISS_Lena_Chase. You can book me at catchase@gmail.com, or you can just give my manager a holler, Makuti Lee, at Makuti Lee, for both Twitter and Instagram.
Definitely. And he'll definitely make sure that she shows up and does her interview.
Yes, he will.
Definitely will. And Lena, I love you.
I love you too, sis. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Absolutely stunning.
You
know what? You're making me blush. I feel warm and fuzzy.
You do.
Oh, man. We're going to have your man Just Paul live in a few minutes. And big shout out to Deja Vu Records Entertainment. We're live in the studio. And shout out to them for the cake and City Girl Cakes. For the cake and everything, and shout out to everybody. We got Pam in the building. We got Tree in the building. Batia, the whole X5 Fashion Magazine. We also have Nerd Nation, Lucy's in the building. In turn, we got Jeremy in the building, Makuti Lee, everybody, Lena Chase, we in here, we doing it. Vaughn, we out here. Let's Radio Online. We're going to go ahead and play Red Cousin. We're going to be right back in a few seconds. All right.
Fan with steaming out, and we get twisted, fuck balling out. Now I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out. Open my Chevy doors, red cups falling out, red cups. Tie that shit up, roll it back, wood, let the loud get lit up. Smoking on Wanda, red cups next to the condom. Hey, turn up, quit the babysitting, you're sipping the red cups. Kitchen, they twisting the dress up. Neighbors keep complaining, they saying they fed up. But we don't give a fuck. It's Friday.
Hey,
everybody came around the way. It's Friday.
Hey,
Friday is a holiday. BBG fan whip steaming out. And we get twisted, fuck balling out. I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out. Chevy doors, red cups falling out, red cups. Oh, oh, red cups. Whoa, we get fucked up, we get fucked up. Born Julio in a red cup. You wanna join this session? You could be smoking forever, forever.
Hey guys, we going over a little bit. I know our time is usually at 8 o'clock, but we running over a little bit. And stuff. Lush Radio Online. We live in the building because we still got callers calling in. And but right now we got the one and only Just Paul. Wake up.
Wake up. Oh.
So we definitely live in the building. And I'm gonna cut the cake and all that stuff on it. But
are you cutting the cake on air?
Yeah, we're cutting the cake on air. You know, I'm gonna go out to the phone. We're gonna cut the cake. Now, wake up.
Yeah. And the turn up is real.
Cup.
The turn up is
you
really
see this
real.
Red cup?
The turn up is really real.
Definitely, definitely. What you got in that cup right there?
Piece of rock.
You got some piece of rock in there?
It's usually tequila, but it's your B-Day, so I'm a rock with you.
You gonna rock with me?
Yeah, I'm a rock with you, love.
All right, you should have told me that in advance, man.
Oh no, that's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, libations is libations, baby.
Wow, I like the way you say that again.
Libations is libations, baby.
Red Cups, you already know what it is. This is definitely a hot song. He's been going on tour everywhere, man.
Going everywhere. I ain't stopped turning up since I recorded that drink.
Every single day I see a new post at a different a show, man.
They going crazy off of Red Cups.
And you going to VA after this?
Yup.
Dang, Red Cups.
That's with my man DJ Rob, Peter Parker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big shout out, and big shout out to Vaughn. Vaughn. Is a hard-working young dude, man. His grind is stupid, man.
Man, off the chain, man. A dude don't get no sleep. It's like we all a perfect combination. Oi Boys and Rosalie, we don't never sleep. All of us work hard, so this is what it looks like.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And we actually did a video interview with them, you know. We definitely did a wonderful, wonderful interview, and he had me a little excited.
Yes.
You stop it.
Yes,
but
yes.
But we had your boy live in the building, and he showed us the whole process of Red Cups. Red Cups happened. He was in the car.
Yep.
He opened the door. Red Cups fell out.
And then
the song came on.
The song, recorded in my phone, and then now you have it.
Wow.
It's the beauty of making good music naturally.
So most of your inspiration just happens on an everyday basis.
Yep.
Wow. So what inspired you to get into the industry?
I've always been like, into music, and then I realized it was a real thing. It was actually something I could really do outside of, I was playing football and all that stuff, but like, I realized I could really do this. Why not? If I break my leg, I can't be on the field. If I break my leg, I sit right on the bench or on a little stool or something and do my thing on stage.
Definitely. And let me tell you something. Like, when I first heard about Paul, I heard of him being, a host and stuff like that. So when I actually heard him sing, I was, like, blown away. I was like, wow. And, you know, he's very a great talent, great spirit, and I see a lot of great things for you in this industry, and your grind is crazy. You got a strong team behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that it was, did you feel like it was going to get to this point where it is right now, the momentum?
Yeah, I always knew I'd be at this point, but I've always looked forward to going further than where I am now. And that's the beauty of the dream right there. I've always known I was going to get to this point. This is like, it's the beginning. This ain't even the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
Stick with me, baby. I'm going to take you for a ride.
Oh, man, I don't know how to take that right now. It's Friday and we got libations in our system. And he got pretty hair. Definitely. So when you were younger, did you get a lot of play? No, he didn't put on it. Did you get a lot of play off of being a singer?
Off my head or off the singer?
The singer.
Not really. I was rapping.
You was rapping?
I was rapping, so I got them off my head for real.
Oh, okay.
I got the girls off my head.
Off
your
head.
I had long hair, too. My hair was, it's like down my back.
Wow.
You don't see my throwback Thursday pictures? I look like...
I seen it. Y'all actually, you know, you and Nooch actually look like you guys
look
could
like
be
brothers. Yeah, we look like brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, wow. And shout out to News for doing a hot interview with us also. Now, question. Tell your fans something that they don't know about you.
Something that you don't know about me. My middle name is Sequoia.
Wow. Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm part Cherokee.
For real?
Part Haitian, half Geechee.
All that?
All that.
Mmm, spicy.
Yeah.
You over there mix like Lena.
Yeah.
We're going to have a mixing bowl.
We can have a mixing bowl. What's Lena mixing?
She mix with Lena. She mix with August. She mix with Puerto Rican.
Oh, shit. She can cook.
Yeah, she's definitely, she's a wonderful person. So tell us what new projects is coming on. We got, I know Red Cups is the main single right now.
Yeah.
Also on Worldstar, right?
It's on, it's on Worldstar. It's on the Source Magazine website.
Woo!
It's on allhiphop.com. It's on Muddy District. I think it's on Muddy District.
On Muddy District also?
Yeah. I think it's, I'm trying to get it more places. We all over the place right now. I'm like a R&B artist in a rapper's world almost.
Wow.
Except, you know, all rappers singing anyway, so.
And when you going to have Lena in the video?
Oh, I'm trying to put Lena in the next video.
Make sure you talk to McCooey Lee about that and get that
popped. I was listening to the interview just now, you feel me? Yeah, I wouldn't mind dating the other Lena Chase, the other side of Lena, whatever her middle name is. I want to date that person.
I ain't messing with you. We're going to go call us on the line and stuff because we got callers that are waiting on. We got call a lot. 914, you're live in the building with your girl, Lucky Lush. And your boy just called. What up? Call her. 914. Is this DJ J. Ronan?
This is Schmendrick Weinberg, J. Ronan's lawyer. You had him on all too long, and time is money. He's suing you.
Ronan, stop playing with us, man. What's up, Ronan?
What's good, girl? Happy birthday.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate you, man. Definitely. DJ J. Ronan is one of the hottest DJs out there in New York City. In Brooklyn, definitely work with a lot of the big names in the industry, especially look out for them hot mixtapes and stuff like that. Ronan, I love you, you know what I'm saying?
I'm Tia Marie's baby daddy, too. Y'all didn't know that.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yo, Ronan, I got to send you some of Just Paul's music and stuff. His stuff is definitely hot. He got that R&B mix, like hip-hop flavor with it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you know, I do the radio show every week, still doing mixtapes, so...
So can I send you over some of his stuff?
Of course.
Definitely.
It is.
I love you to death, Ronan.
Oh, yeah? I can be to pick up the phone when I was calling you on your birthday.
I love you.
Stop just getting your freak on, that's why.
I was with your phone. He was singing to me, my bad. It's like, let me stop.
Might have been.
Oh, my God. I love you, man. I'm going to talk to you on the flip side, man. Definitely. Big shout out to DJ J. Ronan live in the building. And so right now, like, if you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
If I could work with anybody dead or alive, that's a good question. Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
All right, I'll go with the dead first. And then can I, you got to be one person.
No, it's two. One dead, one alive.
One dead, one alive. Dead person. I don't like you saying dead. The corpse person is Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke. Wow, that's a different
Sam
answer.
Cook
wow.
Crank. Sam Cooke gonna bring that. Sam Cooke gonna bring that that big feeling out of the record. Like
wow.
He gonna make that dream. No matter what I do, he gonna make that dream go hard. You can't deny it, Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke. Who would be the next one?
And a live person would be the last person would be August Alsina.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to say August because everybody keeps comparing me to August. And I want to do a joint with them to show how different we are,
mm-hmm.
but how similar we are at the same time.
Definitely.
And it's still crank.
Definitely.
That'll be tight.
And I just see a lot of good things for you, Paul, because, I mean, besides that, and also a lot of people don't know that you actually used to work with the youth, a while back and stuff, and you still mentor kids.
Still mentoring
and
kids.
Stuff, you know.
I ran a youth center for 2 years over in Southeast. I ran another one for 1 year up in Northwest. I'm still doing youth work. That's like where my heart lies. I do the music because I love the music, but, you know, if all failed and microphones didn't work no more, my vocal cords just jumped out of my body, I would do you for using silence because I said the vocal cord.
We love Just Paul, and we see nothing but good things for you. And you know, I just want you to keep doing your thing. But you know what? It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Freestyle Friday. But instead of doing a freestyle,
I
want you to sing me happy birthday.
Yeah, how you know
I want.
So glittery and stuff. I'm singing happy birthday.
And I want the acapella of Red Cup live.
You know, there's a lot of aliens in
that. I'm greedy.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. Happy birthday to you. Ooh. Jesus, take the wheel. Definitely, I appreciate it. I love that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Now you all want to hear Red Cup. We be tea sandwich steaming out.
Hey.
We get twisted, fuck balling out.
Turn up.
I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out.
What?
Open my Chevy doors, Red Cup falling out. Red Cup, fire that shit up. Roll a backwood, let the loud get lit up. Smoking on Wanda. Red Cup's next to the condom. Hey. Now turn up, quit your babysitting, you're sipping a red cup. Bitches in the kitchen, they twisting the dreads up. Neighbors keep complaining, they saying they fed up. But we don't give a fuck, my nigga, it's Friday. And everybody came around the way, it's Friday. Every Friday is a holiday. Red cup, live on Lush Radio Online. That was a Lush Radio Online exclusive, man. We ain't playing no games. Turn up, quit your babysitting, you're sipping a red cup. And he got a red cup in his hand, man. No pun intended.
Man, it's an ass new alcoholic anthem.
Definitely check out Red Cups live in the building. Source, also World Star. Mm-hmm. He's all over the place.
I just can't stop turning up, baby.
Definitely check him out at your local club, your local venue. Book him.
Hey, can I ask you a question since you asked me all these questions?
Oh,
can I ask you a question on Ed?
On Ed, actually.
Who had my firstborn?
Oh, God. Red Cup. I remember with you. That's Ready Online. We turned up, man. Big shout out. Big shout out to Nerd Nation. Big shout out to XI Fashion Magazine. Follow all of them on Instagram. Lena Chase. We in the building. Vaughn Ross. Michelle Bombshell. The whole crew. Everybody, I love y'all. We in the building. Let's Radio Online, man. And we turned up. And we going to it's getting hot in here. We about to get off the show. Shout out to all y'all. Love, peace, and happiness, man. Turn up. Drive safely. Get that grind on. Let's Radio Online. Red Cups, we out of here.
Sandwich steaming out, and we get twisted, fuck balling out. Now I'm too fucked up, I'm calling out. Open my Chevy doors, red cups falling out, red cups.